everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. It dawned on me today how complex World War III is going to be, with Civil War preparations happening in Europe. The street is in a state of civil war in Europe, where you have patriots loosely tied to Tommy Robinson being protesting against Muslim migration. And then they're getting attacked by militias of Muslim migrants with axes and knives, and the police seems to be trying to get the patriots caught for organizing these protests, but not so much the Muslims with knives and axes. And man, this is going to be, in this context, having World War III will be extremely complex, because you're, as Raquel says, huge war with lots of potential. I mean, you're going to have the elites of Western civilization are going to be at war against basically the Middle Eastern Arab Muslim race, basically. Russia is going to side with the Muslims and the extension of its own empire with the Muslims. And then you're going to have people who fund this war are going to be taxpayers in Western civilization that are going to be made of a mix of pissed off whites who are annoyed at immigration and how their elites betrayed them. Then Indian migrants, who knows who they will side with, probably Western powers, and then Muslim migrants, who will probably be hostile to what their own taxes are being used for. It's going to be quite the mess. Saturn Shine says, isn't that what they've pushed on us in the past via neocons? Why do we want to fight the Muslims? Well, exactly. And Nick Ferrantes has a very nice thought on Telegram. He lists a list of things, and he says, you know, frat bro uprising, false flag. Iran president death, false flag. Trump assassination, false flag. And he ends the list with anti-Muslim UK riots, totally organic. Implying, of course, that those riots, we have to be extremely careful with those riots, because it's very easy to say, oh, well, it's a bunch of patriots. They're followers of Tommy Robinson and crew, and they're pissed at immigration. We should celebrate this. We have to be careful here. I'm not super excited about those European, well, mostly UK protests. Because I'm afraid that these protests are done in exactly the way the Jews want them, which is targeted anti-Muslim hate. And that is a very dangerous path to take, to be just before we are entering into World War III, and it looks like there's going to be targeting of Iran. What the Jews want right now is they want you to hate Muslims. And there's no reason to hate Muslims. I mean, you can be annoyed by Muslims, but you can, like, not want to be the neighbor of Muslims. That's one thing. But there's no reason to profoundly hate Muslims and want to conquer their territories and bomb their countries. The Muslims that are least annoying to us are those that stay in their country. Why would we want to send missiles to them? All of this because of the Israeli project, basically. All of this because this is the plan of the Jews. The Jews are constantly afraid of expansion of Muslim control of land, and they want to expand themselves. And so they have designated Iran as the culprit. So they want you to hate Iran. They want you to hate the Muslims in our nations, so that they can take the energy of a nationalist a genuine nationalist energy that is for white people, and they can redirect it so that it can be used by Jews. That is very sad, because we're basically seeing a subversion of alt-right sentiment. And the Jews have decided, you know what, instead of hating on the alt-right, why don't we... Sorry, I sneezed. Why don't we recruit this energy to our own ends? And unfortunately, people are being led down the slaughterhouse on this. There is no way to warn the normies about this. They succeeded. It's done. And at this point, nationalist protest. I wouldn't tell my crowd, if you're in the UK, I wouldn't tell you, go to these nationalist protests. Because first, you're not going to accomplish anything with it. It's not like, you know, notice the uselessness of these protests. What's the use of these protests? You don't control the government. So it's not like you have an open ear where you have a quasi-conservative government and you're trying to push them on immigration. You lost your government to a communist, basically, if I understand correctly. In any case, the whoever leads the UK right now is not opened to this kind of nationalist stuff. And so you are just exposing yourself to danger, and you are rooting for anti-Muslim bigotry. Red Eye Jedi says a lot of Christians are cheering this madness on too. So if you wanted to do useful nationalist protest against immigration, why didn't this happen 8 years ago? Why is it happening now? It's happening because now they need it, and now it serves their interest. And now there's not much danger because there's not a nationalist project that's politically viable in the UK anymore. So it's like, even if you had very, very pissed off white people, they're not going to accomplish anything. They can barely walk freely on the street without getting hit by an axe by one of these Muslim militias. So you're in deep shit as we enter World War III. In a way, it's the only way it's going to get to the normie. JF theorizing about demographic numbers and making calculations in 2015, that's not going to convince a normie. Even if I'm right, even if I have all the math and it's like, look, birth rates, immigration, percentages... white people have lost. That was my statement basically throughout 2015 to 2018. This is not going to convince anyone. But suddenly, you have a bunch of Tommy Robinson-led, misguided nationalists, I would argue, accomplishing nothing in the streets. They get, some of them get killed and seriously injured by fight back militias from Muslims. Now suddenly the normie realizes that he's under invasion. This is fascinating to me. The normie brain is impenetrable. They need a visual illustration. They need a little 8-year-old girl to have died from a migrant before they do the math. So in a way, I'm looking at all this with, okay, there's some good in it. There's some silver lining, which is the message gets passed. It's clearer to people, but it's clearer too late, and it's clearer too little. Red-Eyed Jedi says, seriously, I just want Bitcoin to go up. War is for retards. Yeah, that's pretty much my position. I mean, what are they going to accomplish? Do you plan a genocide of Iran? This is my question to the elites. This is where I think the elites have miscalculated their stuff. Do you plan a full flame-throwing eradication of life in Iran? Because if you plan anything under this, if you plan anything else than this, your war will be just a throwing money out of the window war that will accomplish absolutely nothing. absolutely nothing. And so, and you're going to basically crash our civilization into this. It's going to be an all-out war at the cost of any continuity for our civilization. Our people will continue, but we will have invested each and every last bit of energy that we have to make this happen. And you're not even going to eradicate Iran, because of course you're going to let the woman live. Of course you're going to let the children live. Of course you're not going to colonize, because colonizing is evil. So you're going to have, in 500 years from now, you still have Iranians living in Iran. Deal with it. Deal with this fact. In 500 years from now, Iranian is populated by Iranians. Iran is populated by Iranians. What are you going to do about it? If you don't, if you're not into genociding with 20 massive nuclear bombs, just carpet bomb Iran, then you are not prepared. You are not prepared for what's coming. And it's like, I don't want you to genocide Iran. This is not my message. My message is if you don't plan this like this, then your war is useless. So don't do it. Don't do the war. Irradiated Iranians, says end of the line Joel. They might have acquired some resistance then to radiation. Shamrock Shake says, we are their energy. They still need our labor and debt slavery. Absolutely, which is why in the current situation, my position is withdraw from the system. Try to survive on your own means in the best ways you can, while, you know, I understand that sometimes you have to slave to the system, you have to pay taxes, you have to minimally have some form of employment or source of income, but within the space of the possible, withdraw from the system and don't let yourself be convinced by these war talks, which are going to come. And who knows what they're going to say this time? Like, it was weapons of mass destruction a couple of decades ago. What is it going to be? What will be Trump's strategy with this? I don't know. Maybe he's just going to say, fuck it, we're invading Iran. I don't care about giving an explanation. Let's see a Kamala Harris explanation of cloud computing.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? It's no longer in a physical place. So you're...
Okay, that is potentially a valid explanation of cloud computing, except the cloud really isn't above us. Elon Musk totally using Twitter as a toy for his own war manipulations, and this is just another layer of complexity into the whole World War III will be lit situation. Americans trying to play foreign policy with their social media toy. Here, Elon Musk, in the tradition of the intelligence services of America, who have constantly, for decades and decades, they have constantly tried to mess with the affairs of South American countries. And here Elon Musk does it. X has removed the gray check mark from Maduro's account. This is the check mark that confirms that you are a government agent. So suddenly Maduro is not a government agent anymore, because Elon has decided from California or from Texas, wherever he's decided that the elections weren't fair. So Maduro is not an agent of the government. Elon Musk manually assigned the gray check mark to Edmundo Gonzalez, Maduro's opposition. So, okay, Elon Musk now choosing the winners of election. And Edmundo has asked to silence Maduro's presidential account. X has banned Maduro's presidential account. They have shut down the account of the president of a nation. The president of a nation who won the election. Unbelievable. So I said, this is getting ridiculous, Elon. This is as bad as what the leftists had done with Twitter. You are the host of a necessarily neutral public space, not a local warlord. And there were a couple of people who had difficulty understanding my sentence here. When I say he's the host of a necessarily neutral public space, I'm not saying that he's successful at it. I'm not saying X is neutral. I'm saying X needs to be neutral. It is necessarily neutral. Elon Musk fails these days at keeping it neutral, and that is disgusting. Vitaly, you know the streamer who catches pedophiles? Vitaly has been exposed by one of his decoys for not wanting to catch a transsexual pedophile. I will not play the video, but in short, he explains that he works for Vitaly and he had set up a whole contact with a transsexual pedophile. So he was all ready to do the thing that Vitaly does, which is catch the pedophile and punish him. But Vitaly canceled and he says, I don't want to catch a trans pedophile because we're going to have problems with the trans community. So what do you end up with? Well, every single Vitaly offender is a white man or a Mexican man because other minorities are protected. So you end up under the false impression, oh wow, Vitaly never catches a trans pedophile. And it's not because there are no trans pedophiles, it's because Vitaly intentionally avoids them. Some people are claiming, it's a rumor, but some people are claiming that Trump is thinking about leaving the country if he loses the 2024 election. I think it would be a very good idea for Trump to leave the country because although I'm not satisfied with his electoral program, it's also true that he's been targeted unjustly and he will probably continue to be targeted unjustly. Although I think the heat on him will reduce slowly as people realize that there's no chance for him to become a president again if he loses. So the leftists are really alarmed at Trump and the possibility that he could be president. I think if he loses or wins, they're going to be more relaxed. They're going to be like, okay, this guy has won two times or he has lost two times. We're done with him. But they're still going to continue because some people just hate him deep down. But it's going to slow down. Global M2 money supply, it's an all-time high. It looks like we have a curve of money printing that's going suddenly up. So new money being created, is it a sign that the Fed is about to go money printer combined with the news of war? You know, it's not rare that that war is combined with expansion, monetary expansion, because that's one of the ways government allow themselves infinite expenses in the military domain. That's why we have Bitcoin. CG Bryson was arguing with the crowd because he seems to have adopted. He was backing Kyle Rittenhouse. He was saying Kyle Rittenhouse should have stood his ground with his opinion of not voting for Trump. And CCG Bryson was now arguing with people who are insulting him. And I said, the normie Trump supporters cannot conceive why Trump is being abandoned by people who used to cheer for him. They're being led to the slaughterhouse. Because the people, they don't understand. They treat him like some anti-Trump guy. No, that's a guy who was supporting Trump before. But you have to understand, the normies haven't been warned somehow. The normies aren't aware Trump has changed. Trump is not the Trump of 2016. It's not even the Trump of 2020. We have this guy who has looked into the structure of Cybertrucks. His conclusion, the Cybertruck is made with glue. And it's not like you would expect for a pickup truck. The whole idea that the Cybertruck is a pickup truck is a joke.
Just one slight issue.
No way. Oh my God, three fingers.
It's all one piece of the body. Oh yeah, they don't use house parts for their trucks.
Now let's see how the mirrors compare to the F-150 mirrors. Okay.
This is gonna be good.
Absolutely pathetic. You did not build a truck, you built a little kitty baby little tyke's car. Did everything that truck did. Still runs, still drives, could go across the country right now. This, not so much. Can't do anything at all.
All right. I'm not into having cars that are indestructible, but it's true that there's always been something very weird about this idea that the Cybertruck is even a truck. Not clear to me that it is. To me, it's just a poorly made car, and there's extra space in the back, so they call it a truck. Maduro, it is the Zionist. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that Zionist influence in the media and social media is behind the coup attempt in Venezuela. So there you go. Here's a man who knows who are after him. It is the intelligence community of Western nations, i.e. the Jews. That is a correct assessment, in my view. Only them could pull something as I don't even know what's the word. Cunning as this attempt to decide that another nation's victory is to their preferred candidate. Solzhenitsyn is evergreen, says World by Wolf on Twitter. Your punishment for having a knife when they searched you would be very different from the thief's. For him to have a knife was mere misbehavior, tradition. He didn't know any better. But for you to have one was terrorism. That is from the Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. A reminder of what will happen under Jewish bureaucratic terror. And it's already started. It's this whole concept that when a white person does it, it's a grave act of terrorism. It's a white nationalism, extremism, plus, 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 and they add onto the punishment. And when it's a black person, oh no, a victim of society. A victim of society. Like here, let us remind ourselves. George Floyd led to the imprisonment of Derek Chauvin for murder. Derek Chauvin has been found guilty, not of just manslaughter, but of second-degree murder. So you put your knee on someone's shoulder or neck, you need to neutralize them. They happen to die at this moment. That is a murder for the justice system. Now, it's a murder because Derek Chauvin is white. Because look at this. 4 teens accused of killing classmate take plea deal on lesser charge of manslaughter. Victim's mother dumbfounded. These people haven't kneeled on the guy. They kicked his head into the ground until he was dead. They get manslaughter. So you kick someone's head into the ground, manslaughter because you're black. You just put your knee on someone's shoulder, second degree murder because you're white. That is the double standard of the justice system that we must expect as long as we don't take back control of our justice system. So they were totally in age to be judged as adult, like 17, 18, the four of them. But they got a plea deal that will allow them to be judged as children committing a manslaughter rather than adults committing a murder. But how is it, how can it be accidental that you've killed someone when you stomp their head into the pavement in group while they were unconscious? Well, when you're black, you get that treatment from the justice system. In Stoke, two men have been attacked with hammers and knives. So that is the state of civil riot in Europe, as we have gangs of anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim people coming out and gangs of Muslims responding and coming out themselves with weapons.
Yeah, hang on. Mate, I'm keeping you off camera. What happened? What did they do to you? Just tell me. You are?
He had a hammer on him.
A hammer? Did he hit him with a hammer?
Sit down. I don't want you
yeah,
to.
Yeah, sit down, mate.
You've got a head injury.
You need to sit down, bud. Yeah, you need to sit down, mate.
I'm really sorry for shouting before.
Yes, sorry.
This is too much for me, this.
I don't think it was me.
I've come all the way from Manchester, right? They had it locked down. And I'm, no blame on you, but this is bad.
So this guy seems to be reporting to a police woman that he got attacked with a hammer. Good luck, bro. So here we have a filming of one of these gangs of Muslims from a distance. They seem to be raising their hands, maybe with arms or doing signs of some sort. Oh yeah, they're showing their knives. We saw this guy was holding knives. This guy has knives in his hands. All right, so this is what's happening in the UK. Irish and British nationalists together. They used to be seen as opponents, but in front of the immigrant threat, Irish or British, doesn't matter.
Fireworks have now been fired at the crowd.
You can see that this country doesn't select its police agents for height. Those are the smallest police agents I've ever seen. Holy shit. They're small. I mean, they're when you're in the US, you see these tall policemen. Generally, they're well-muscled and everything. But those are small police agents. Clashes between thugs on both sides in Leeds, England. So here someone is on the floor and he's getting kicked by migrants. This guy seems to be a British nationalist. All right, yeah, and we've seen people bleeding. We've seen people destroying property and little tents by of the other side.
Yeah! Go on, you fucking...
So it seems like this may have been a stand for nationalist and perhaps being destroyed by a gang of migrant. Israel is also stuck with its own protest here in Tel Aviv. Anti-government protesters. So police forces going rough with the protesters. And here are the British police trying to track down the British patriots down to their houses for organizing the Tommy Robinson connected protest. Here, arrested for organizing a protest for the wrong IDs. The group of migrants armed with axes and hammers have launched another attack here in this video. Two protesters seriously wounded.
They've got knives.
Yeah. Come in.
Where's Aaron? Where's Aaron? Up there!
So they're literally running after the nationalist protesters and trying to hurt them. So that's partly why I say, I'm not for being intimidated by violence, of course, but you have to think strategically also. Is this a protest that I would recommend people join? No, unless you want trouble. I don't think it's in your interest. If you want to avoid problems and violence, the best thing to do is not to join these protests.
Where's Aaron?
I thought we would see the victims. Maybe it's on another video. Oh, yeah, there it is. So a Muslim attack a man with a hammer in Stoke. The British patriot is covered in blood. Here's the picture of one of them who got cut by the roaming bands of counter-protesters. So that is the situation on the streets in the UK. So we're really seeing the lines of tension for World War III popping out, both geopolitically and domestically. So we will have populations against each other in those very countries that initiate this war. We have seen 4,000 United States Marines and sailors headed to the Middle East. I'm sure this is just a start. So now there's something like 12 warships on the coast of Iran. An increase of the number of warships, destroyers, plane carriers. We have 4,000 extra Marines being sent. And that's just the actions on the side of the US. I'm sure there will be other countries joining with the US and Israel. Here, some of the gangs that were in preparation earlier in the day for seeding chaos and counter-protesting. That was in Stoke, UK. End of the line, Joel says, what country? Well, you know, if they speak Muslim, it's most likely UK. If they speak Arab, it's most likely the UK.
Muhammad Rasulullah!
La ilaha
illallah! Muhammad Rasulullah!
So you see they have long wooden sticks. Some of them are masked.
To all the brother and sister, all the Muslim brother, all the different religion, we here.
So these gangs of Muslim males will be in position basically of Trojan horse for Western Europe. They will be in those nations. There will be war with Muslim nations, and there might be ways in which the white population ends up being punished. You know, you might be harassed as a Christian or as a non-Muslim of all kinds. You may be targeted by these bands when things get hot. So it's going to be interesting to follow, but we have an international friction with Iran that will be combined with a local and domestic situation that I'm sure the police will be happy to turn a blind eye on. A major massacre at a Hamas school in northern Gaza, 17 dead, 60 wounded, as reported by Suleiman Ahmed. So Israel continues its actions. I was always wondering India where it would stand in this whole conflict, and I kind of had a response to this by Vladimir Putin. Russia has blocked the supply of nuclear fuel to India. So it seems that India, if it's involved at all in this conflict, here I'm going to ban this guy. Let's see. You are banned. You are trying to get me in trouble. Yeah, so India seems to be not aligned with the interest of Russia in a way that Russia, in preparation for what seems to be popping into World War III, doesn't want India to be producing nuclear fuel. DK Shadow says, no fuel for you, come back in 1 year. Yes, that's basically what Putin has said to India. When I think of India, I think of a population that is highly habituated already to immigration to the US, to Canada. So a lot of growing interest in the demographics of Western civilization for Indians. And also from the Indian country perspective, I see it as a country that got colonized basically by the English world, that went on to serve the English world very much in the domain of customer service. You know, you know how you end up in customer service with an Indian person on the call, of course. So I see it as yes, it makes sense that India would align with Western powers in this mess. Adam says thing says lol. I haven't seen this show in over a year. He threatened to ban me for saying Home Depot employees wouldn't get attacked if they were constantly in the process of moving handsaws from shelf to shelf. Lol, I never said use them. Well, and there you are. You've not been banned. There you are. Justice has been given. I have not banned you for your comment that was not banned worthy. Now, the other guy that I just banned was definitely saying something banned worthy. Definitely trying to get me into trouble. That is it for tonight, boys. I know it's short shows, but it's the summer and less events are happening. And there's less mass of things to cover. Last news item. We learned from Jackson Hinkle that Zionist Elon Musk's Venezuelan opposition candidate wrote a letter to Netanyahu in 2018 begging Israel to invade Venezuela and illegally coup President Maduro. No wonder Elon Musk supports her. So behind these woman candidate in the American South is always Jewish interest. Every single time. Thank you.